The next day dawned bright and sunny. Mrs. Twinkle bounced into Maya's room and pulled aside the curtains to let in the fresh morning air. She chuckled indulgently, her chin wobbling along in merriment, when she saw three equally tousled youngsters looking up at her from Maya's bed. Maya's wavy bangs had fallen over her eyes, giving her a boyish look. Cadeau's ears were rather squished from having been tucked under Maya's cheeks all night, and Hammy, well, he had certainly been more impeccably groomed than he was just then.
Time for breakfast, Miss Maya. I've made your favorite scrambled eggs and toast.
Thanks, Mrs. T.
Yawned Maya, giving the plump woman an affectionate hug and kiss.
We'll be right downstairs in a while. Oh, do you think we could have breakfast in the garden too?
Yes, of course, my dear. In the garden it is.
Breakfast was a scrumptious affair, and our young companions tucked in with healthy appetites.
Hammy and I will show you the house, Cadeau,
said Maya, cutting a slice of scrambled egg for the little bear.
And later, we will both play the piano for you,
chipped in Hammy, his cheeks bulging with tiny pieces of crunchy toast.
Okay.
Cadeau nodded delightedly. His tummy was filled with nice cold chocolate milk and warm fluffy egg. It was heavenly food for a young growing bear, exactly like how Mama would have made it for him. At the thought of Mama, Cadeau's chuckle faltered slightly. Maya noticed the little bear's change of mood and hugged him tightly.
Don't be sad, Cadeau. I promise we'll help you find your Mama.
The grand tour of the house began right after breakfast. The first room was Maya's playroom. To the little bear's astonished eyes, it was like a super toy shop. There were stuffed toy animals, enough to fill a whole zoo, dolls of all sizes, dressed up in new clothes of all kinds, gollywogs, doctor dolls, nurses, fashion models, baby dolls. Maya confided in Cadeau.
I don't much like playing with dolls, you know, but they insisted on buying them for me. I'd much rather play with these. Look.
The little girl dragged out a scruffy wicker basket from behind a cupboard of dolls and opened it. She pulled out a set of train tracks and 12 small wooden carriages painted in bright, cheerful colors.
They belong to my father,
Maya said with a wistful smile.
We used to have great fun pretending to be conductors or passengers. We spent hours painting the carriages together.
Cadeau put his tiny paw into Maya's small hand.
Did your fufu get lost too?
Yes, he did.
She started to put the train set back into the basket, but Cadeau had an idea.
Why don't we play together, Maya? Hammy would make a great train conductor, and you and I can be the passengers. Please?
Hammy held his breath. Maya had stopped playing with the toy train set for a very long time. The little girl hesitated, then, slowly, joined the tracks together. Soon, a black trail snaked around the large playroom. Hammy scuttled joyfully to a train conductor doll and pulled off his shiny blue peaked cap. Setting it firmly between his ears, he coughed importantly.
Ladies and gentlemen, all aboard! All aboard for the Adventure Express!
Cadeau grabbed a bright orange carriage and carefully put it on the tracks.
Yes, Mr. Hamilton, sir. Good morning, miss. May I help you on board?
Cadeau bowed deeply and held out his paw to Maya. The baby bear's excitement was infectious, and involuntarily, Maya laughed and set a red carriage on the tracks.
Why, certainly, young man, you may.
She took Cadeau's paw, pretended to walk up the carriage steps, and settled herself primly on the floor. Squeaked Hammy, twirling his whiskers in what he thought was something that train conductors do.
Train coming soon!
her young friends spent quite some time on their amazing train journey. They sought roads and planned routes that would make any intrepid explorer quick in his boots. Imagine a train ride to the moon and back. What would you see? What would you bring along as food? Finally, after much debate, they all solemnly agreed with Kato that helado was definitely the best food on such an epic ride. And naturally, after all that discussion about food, it was time for our three little adventurers to trip to the kitchen for a visit to their favorite cook. Mrs. Twinkle was baking as usual, and the delicious aroma of banana pie filled the kitchen. She beamed broadly and didn't bat an eyelid when Maya cheerfully asked,
"Three servings of ice cream, please, Mrs. Twinkle. And could we use the biggest bowls?"
To which Kato and Hammy immediately chorused,
"Nice home!"